T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name.
Let's get to Dr. Randy Tobler now.
And a Statue of Liberty started shaking.
What's the matter? Trish is laughing at me.
I already started the theme. It was weird timing.
Oh,
it didn't feel weird to you?
Not at all. I heard Randy's music. I announced Randy's name. Randy, how are you?
Doing well. First, you were for me coming on before you were against me coming on. You're more of a flip-flopper than Kamala Harris.
That's Chameleon Harris. Thank you. That's probably
you too.
Be,
who tweeted that first? That was my hashtag the other day. Did you beat me to it?
I cannot take credit for that. I just saw it and I thought it was very fitting because she has changed her colors with the sunlight in terms of her position on so many different issues.
And I think it's going to serve her well in certain precincts. I think in some of those, there may be precincts here in St. Louis where you have moderates who listen as much to NPR as they do to you, Mark, who might be persuadable because they're on one hand all Green New Deal and Medicare for all, and on the other hand they're repulsed by what they see with the statues being attacked, including King St. Louis and down by the Art Museum and around the country. And so the law and order aspect of her, they'll play that to the hilt when they need to. And on the other hand, they'll play the BLM because she's a woman of color. They'll play that card when it's appropriate as well. So I think her chameleonality, that's a new word, chameleonality, will be effective. We'll have to see whether they play it well or not. But if they do it right, vulnerable and uninformed citizens may, in fact, be persuaded by that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's sad because she was a prosecutor at one point, but not a good one from all indications. Yeah. And they were very critical of her, including the bite I played yesterday, which you can't get away from this. There's no way to get away from the fact that during the debates, Tulsi Gabbard flat out called her out on her inconsistencies on those same issues, like how many people she locked up. Listen.
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Yeah, so I don't know that that's a tact Mike Pence can take necessarily, but Tulsi Gabbard she brutalized Kamala Harris on her record as a law enforcement fan at some point in her life.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, look, Kamala Harris, when it comes to law enforcement, flip-flops more than a catfish I caught and threw on the bank the other day. I mean, it's unbelievable. In 2008, she was for turning over juvenile and other illegal immigrant offenders to ICE. And now she's, of course, was a co-sponsor, certainly during the debates, was all in favor of DACA and illegal immigration and sanctuary cities. She defended the death penalty at one point, then she was against it. She's flip-flopped on so many things, it's unbelievable, and especially in that law and order thing. She prosecuted all of the easy grabs, right? The marijuana criminals and all that, but not the drug dealers, right? Not the corrupt white-collar criminals, the ones that are tough to get, and the prosecutors, most prosecutors, embrace the challenge. But she embraces whatever will get her the glitzy headline in terms of the numbers and more power. She's purely a chameleon, megalomaniacal power monger. Nothing more.
Yeah, megalomaniacal. I love that word. Thank you for saying that this morning.
Well, ask Joe Biden to feel more intelligent. Four times and Trump gets reelected. You know, what can I say?
Oh, I love that. Boy, it's true. You know, Randy, the governor, I got to see the governor the other night. He was in town. He was here for a, well, he was campaigning, but he was here for a fundraiser as well with Andrew Koenig, who's running for Senate again, and Jim Murphy, who's a state representative down here in South County. And I got a chance to listen to some of his comments about the crime problem in St. Louis. And he's working with the legislature to, among other things, give Eric Schmidt the power so that after 90 days of not prosecuting a case, the attorney general's office could step in and take that over. It doesn't seem like a dramatic step to me, but county prosecutors all over the state have banded together, and their association has condemned this idea. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I guess county prosecutors can be megalomaniacal power mongers, too. it just seems as though everyone wants to protect their little fiefdom, their little kingdom of power, right? And they'll do it under the name of local jurisdiction and whatever. And I guess I understand that. But I think there is a time, and this is one now that is so glaringly obvious that it just begs to be discussed, when, you know, the chief law enforcement officer of the state needs to be the adult in the room, at least for St. Louis. And I understand, I guess, you know, those prosecutors who are doing their job and are doing the tough job in their local jurisdictions might say properly that, hey, there are elements about our environment, about the landscape of our demography and our justice realities here that, you know, take a nuanced and a fine-tuned approach. And the attorney general may not have that knowledge. So I guess from a philosophical standpoint, I understand it. I don't know whether it's a constitutional thing or not. I don't know what scope the governor has to co-opt the power of a local prosecutor. I'm not sure. I wonder what the wise wizard of all legal things, Tim Jones, says about that.
I don't know. I'd be anxious to hear his thoughts on that. Basically, what he wants the legislature to help him expand the powers of the attorney general to do that. And here's what they said. You made reference to it a minute ago. Their opposition to it is that it would erode the ability of local voters to decide who will seek justice on their behalf should they be victimized by crime. I get that argument. I really do. I understand that argument. The problem is we're in unprecedented waters here. We've now got people being elected like Kim Gardner, like Kim Fox up in Chicago, and Wesley Bell to a lesser extent. He hasn't been quite as radical so far as Kim Gardner, who pick and choose which laws they want to enforce. It's more than just prosecutorial discretion. They're trying to change criminal justice enforcement to fit their version of it. So they only prosecute the people that they want to, and they ignore laws that they don't like. That's the problem. How do you address that other than to let somebody else step in and be the adult in the room?
No, you're right. And the whole underlying subtext of that whole argument, Mark, is very problematic, because these are the people that on the same time will, during their election, say, I am for the rule of law. Well, I don't know. The last time I checked, Mark, my ruler has 12 inches and my meter stick has, you know, 100 centimeters. It doesn't have discretion. I don't have ruler discretion. And so, unfortunately, there has been so much abuse by the very names that you mentioned and others around the country that we've heard about that just refuse to prosecute obvious, blatant criminality, that I think this whole prosecutorial discretion actually now weakens the position of those local prosecutors. God bless the good ones who are the law and order guy. I mean, I think of Bob McCullough, who did a really good job. In my opinion, if you look at the scope of the work that guy did during his entire tenure, that was pretty good guy, right? And you hate to think that maybe guys like that might have, in a way, pun intended, their hands handcuffed, you know, in terms of doing the right thing. Anymore, you just can't trust prosecutors to not politicize every decision they make. And given that environment, I say go AG. Give him the power to do the right thing.
Yeah, and you know that AG spot won't always be a Republican, and I guess there's a concern that they could step into cases down the road that you don't agree with. So there, I see their argument there.
True.
Randy, out of time, my friend. Always a pleasure having you on. Thank you for being part of it.
Enjoyed it. Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Randy Tobler there, Dr. Randy Tobler. You can listen to his show every Saturday morning here on 971 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.